Well, hello again, everybody. This is Ian Pruckner, Senior Vice President with Primerica and leader of the Relentless Organization. Today, we're going to be talking about how to give a winning kitchen table presentation. What is a kitchen table presentation? A kitchen table presentation is a presentation that's going to be made to a husband and wife together, generally at their home. And these people are four-pointers. They're married. They have kids, they own a home, and they have an income. Now, you may give kitchen table presentations to people that don't have all those four characteristics, but most of them are going to have those four in order for it to be legitimately called a kitchen table. And what is the purpose of the kitchen table presentation? Our goal with these people is we want to do two things with them. Number one thing we would like to get done with them is a financial needs analysis. This is going to be in the best interest of both a client and the agent, because the client is going to get the most sound, the most far-reaching, the most holistic look at their financial situation. They're going to get out of debt years and years ahead of time. They're going to save money on taxes. They're going to save money on their insurance plans. And they're going to also be able to help save more money towards their retirement funding. And it's free. It's the best thing that we can do for them. It's much more advantageous to do a financial needs analysis with clients than it is to just simply sell them a product. Now, you can sell them a product if you so choose, right? But doing the financial needs analysis is what allows us to really do the best job for the client. The other thing that's in it is for the agent. As we do financial needs analysis for people, we come across more lines of business. We're able to more completely help the client. The clients are happier, they refer us more, they stay on the books for a really, really long time because it's a value-added service. So we want to take these people through a financial needs analysis, and that's what the kitchen table presentation is designed around. It's an actual financial needs analysis that has some names changed on it that's going to be able to show the potential clients exactly what we're going to be doing with them and exactly what sort of benefits they're going to get from doing a financial needs analysis with us. Not talking about a financial needs analysis, it's showing them a financial needs analysis. And then obviously, at the end of the FNA, right, the financial needs analysis, they're going to have the ability to talk about joining our business and recruiting. Okay, so giving this presentation is like an art form. If you do it the right way, and if you learn how to give this presentation exactly how I give this presentation, you're gonna have very similar results. People are going to say yes, they're going to want to do business with you, they're going to give you lots of referrals, and they're going to join. So it's really, really important that we learn how to master this presentation. Okay, what we're going to go through now is the mechanics of giving a great financial needs analysis presentation or a great kitchen table presentation. And it's really in a couple steps. The first one is identifying with the potential clients, and that's through form, which we learn on the past disc, right? Family, occupation, recreation, motivation. You're going to learn a great deal of information that's going to help you fine-tune your presentation a little bit to the individual client's personalities and needs. Okay, so it's very, very important that we always go through that. Okay, after we've gone through that, my transition will be something similar to this. I'll say, Mr. and Mrs. Client, again, I want to thank you for spending some time with us. And what I'd like to do right now is just kind of take you through what we actually do and how we help people. Okay, I know you're going to find a lot of value in this. Now, this may or may not be for you, and that's okay. But I know that you will know some people that would really, really benefit from what I'm about to show you. So what I'd like to do is just go through that right now. If you have questions, go ahead and ask. But let me just go through this with you right now. Is this okay? And that's my first question. I'm getting permission. Is this okay to go through this? They always say yes. Nobody in the history of all the appointments I've done has ever said no to that, okay? It's very simple. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start talking. Now, this is not written in the presentation, okay? But the first thing that I'm going to say is, Mr. and Mrs. Client, Primerica has two main jobs, okay? One job we have is helping to educate families about financial products and services and simple financial concepts that do things like help them pay less for taxes, help them get out of debt ahead of time, help them properly insure their families for less money, and then help them to save some of those savings and actually use them for things like retirement, kids' college education. Right now, Mr. and Mrs. Client, we have approximately 50,000 families a month who switch their finances to us company-wide. It is a large, large organization, wouldn't you agree? The second job we have is we're growing. We have about 4,500 offices right now across the United States and Canada. Primerica is looking to have an additional 5,000 to 10,000 office locations over the next 8 to 10 years. So we are expanding rapidly. There are great career opportunities here, and we'll talk a little bit more about how somebody would get involved with us on that level as well. But like I said, what I'd like to do is go through this presentation with you really quickly, and we'll go from there. Does that sound good? And again, I'm getting a yes, right? The reason I'm doing this is it's infinitely easier to get people who say yes to little things along the way, say yes to bigger things later on. You know, lots of people come to me and they say, Ian, I did a kitchen table, but at the end, they wouldn't do the FNA. They wouldn't do the needs analysis. And the only reason that is one of two reasons. One, the client is legally insane, okay, is incapable of making good decisions, which is probably not the case, right? Or we didn't do a good job of setting that client up to win by asking lots of small questions along the way. At this point, after I have permission to go ahead and go through that, I'm going to go ahead and go through that. And we're simply using the financial needs analysis that's on Virtual Vase Shop. You can go on, download it, you can get this. Okay, and I'm not going to go through the numbers right now for the run-through. I'm just going to explain the concept of why we're doing what we're doing. So the first thing I'm going to say is, Mr. and Mrs. Client, what I'm going to take you through is an actual financial needs analysis that was done with a client of mine. Now, their name is not Stephen and Mary Jones. Okay, we've changed their names because it's non-compliant to share people's personal financial information. But I want you guys to know that this is a real person, okay? And I'm going to take you through exactly how we were able to help them. And Mr. and Mrs. Client, this first page here is called Blueprint for Your Financial Security. And this is a generic page. It's the same no matter who you are, no matter how much money you have. And it's really our belief system for building financially independent clients, okay? And as you can see, it looks like a house here. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Client, you know that if you build a house, you've got to follow the trades in the right order, correct? If you build a house in the wrong order, for example, if you do the drywall before you do the electrical, that's going to be an ugly house, right? There's going to be wires everywhere. Nobody's going to want to come over. It's going to be nasty. You're going to get shocked everywhere you go. The same thing with your finances. If you build your financial house in the correct order, okay, you're going to have a strong house. It's going to be very stable, and you're going to get to where you want to go. So I want to take you through that order really quickly. As you can see down here at the bottom, the foundation of that house, the thing that every other piece of that house is built on, is priority one. It's called protection management. And Mr. and Mrs. Client, that's simply a fancy word for life insurance. And let me explain to you the common sense behind this. As long as you're alive, you have some say as to what you do with these other three priorities, wouldn't you agree, right? You're making the money, you have a say what you do with it, if you do with it, how you do with it. Now, if you're no longer around to make that money, the only thing your family has for the rest of their life to navigate their entire financial future is this. Mr. and Mrs. Client, we want to make sure that that's done A, correctly, but B, as inexpensively as possible. We don't want to spend one penny more than has to be spent on it, but it needs to be done right. Do you agree that that's a very important part of this? And they're going to say yes. Nobody says no. I think it's a really smart idea to just leave my family high and dry, and you know, maybe they could all get jobs. Last time I checked the paper, there was a great job for a 2- and 4-year-old, right? Nobody ever says that. They always say yes. Why am I getting them to say yes? Because at the end, when I go through this with them, I don't want them to be surprised by what we're going to be doing with them and what we're going to be asking. If they know that's the most important, then they're not going to be surprised when you ask them for that. Okay, so priority number one, I get a yes. Priority number two is debt management. It's getting a game plan to get completely out of debt, home and everything. As you probably know, Mr. and Mrs. Client, it's very, very hard to get ahead in life financially paying interest on things we've already purchased. So our goal is to get you debt-free as fast as possible. Priority number three is savings management. This is creating a game plan to save more for retirement, to save for your kids' college educations, maybe save for a business you want to do, right? And it's important that we save the right amounts and that we know where we're saving and how those savings vehicles work. And then priority number four is income management, just having a better quality of life, okay? Because you have less debt and more money, right? So if you have less debt, more assets, you have more financial freedom in your life. The next page that we go through is the financial position. And what I'll say is, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Client, this is just showing people where their money is currently going. Most people in America simply do not balance their checkbook, let alone have a pretty picture of where their money is going every month. We're showing them exactly what's coming in, exactly what's going out, exactly where it's going. That in and of itself is pretty valuable for people to have. We talk to them about their net worth, how much money they have, free and clear from any debt being held against it. Okay, the next page is retirement needs. And what I'll say to them is I'll say, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Client, one of my favorite things that we do with people is help them to plan for retirement, to be able to retire with dignity. Now, some people say, I don't ever plan on retiring, and that's okay. I don't want you to think about retirement as I'm just done from work. And if that's what you want, that's fine, and we can plan for that. But a lot of people, you know, they like what they do. They enjoy what they're doing. They'll probably continue doing it. I want you to think about retirement in terms of not having to work for money any longer, okay? And then I'm going to take them through the client. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Client, these people said they would love to retire at age 62, right? I'm not really going to spend a lot of time on the numbers, but I'm going to take them through, you know, they wanted this amount of their income, adjusted for inflation is this. And as you can see down here at the bottom, Mr. and Mrs. Client, we give them something we call their financial independence number. And what that number is the exact to the dollar amount that they need to be saving every month so that they can retire at the age they said they wanted to with the amount of money they said that they would need and not have any issues during that time financially. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Client, if you asked 100 people on the street what their financial independence number is, guess what 99 of them say? They have no idea. It's not their fault. Nobody's ever told them. The problem is 100 out of 100 of those people on the street are going to attempt to retire. So 99 of them have no idea how to do it. They're all going to try it. Now, let me ask you a question real quick, Mr. and Mrs. Client. Do you know what your financial independence number is? At this point, what do you think they say? No. The next thing I say is, do you feel like that would be valuable information to have as you work towards your retirement goals? At this point, what do you think they say? Yes. Why am I asking them this? I want to show them value. I have information available to them that they do not currently have, but feel like would benefit them. So this is how I'm going to entice them to do this financial needs analysis. I'm going to show them, hey, I have information you want and need. And unless you do this with me, you're not going to get it. That's why you don't have it now. So the next page, we go through the retirement solution. And it's just a big picture. And I say this, I say, Mr. and Mrs. Client, on this page, we show people pictures in case you don't like numbers. And they generally laugh a little bit. Say, this is just showing them what's actually happening. Okay, the next page is debt elimination. Now, one of the things that we like to do for people is we like to help them create a game plan to get completely out of debt. And if you look at this family here, they have a number of debts. And I go through, here's their current balance, here's the minimum payments, here's what they're actually paying, and here's how fast they're going to get out of debt. Okay? And then on the next page, I talk about debt snowballing. Okay? I talk about minimum payments on everything, all the extra on one, and we reveal the plan to them to pay off this client's debt, you know, 8 years ahead of time, save them all sorts of money, okay? And then what I ask them on these two pages, my commitment question that I get from them is, Mr. and Mrs. Client, by the way, do you know your debt freedom date? Guess what they say? No. Hey, if you could know it, do you think that would help you in your quest to eliminate debt? Yes. The next question I have is, Mr. and Mrs. Client, if it were possible for you to pay off your debt and to accelerate your debt freedom date by 5, 10, maybe even 15 years like the people we just saw, you would obviously have some interest in doing that. Is that correct? And guess what they say? Yes. So I don't know the information. It would be valuable. I would like to get out of debt sooner, right? The more little yeses you get along the way, the harder it is for these people to not go forward with you. They say yes, 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 yes. There's just, it's like the mind game, right? Where somebody keeps saying a word over and over and over again, they change the word and the person still says the word. You've all seen some sort of game like that, right? Because your mind is just programmed to keep repeating what you're already saying. So I want yeses all over the place. The next page we talk about is their kids' college education. And I'll go through and I'll say, you know, what we did is we figured out based on their ages and where they wanted to go to school, how much money it's going to take for them to go to college. Now, some parents like to be able to save money for their kids' college so the kids don't have to have student loans. Some like to maybe treat them to half or a quarter of the college. Some say, I don't want to pay for my kids' college at all. Now, obviously, if you have children, you have a desire to have them go to college, this is valuable information to have. Don't you agree with that? What do you think they say? Yes, right? The next page is income protection. And what we talk about here is a theory of decreasing responsibility. You know, when you're young, you have small kids, you have mortgage payments, debts, and not a lot of money, you have a large need for life insurance. Later on, when your kids are grown, your debts are paid, and you've got a lot of retirement assets, you have no need for life insurance. So we teach people to have what they need now and then have a plan to get out of having to need their insurance later. And so we go through in this example exactly how these clients came up with these numbers. I say, look, one of the things that we do is we'll find out to the dollar exactly how much life insurance people need. You know, these people wanted to pay off their mortgage. They wanted to fund their kids' education, pay off their debt, blah, blah, blah. And what I come down and say is, listen, what we're able to show people here is an exact amount of life insurance that they need. Okay, now here's the problem with how life insurance is sold in America. You want $100,000, $250,000, $500,000, or $1,000,000? I say this, I have thousands and thousands of clients. Sooner or later, I'm sure I'll see it, but to this point, I have never seen anybody that needed $100,000, $500,000, $750,000, $1,000,000, nothing like that. I see people who need $505,000, $219,000, $863,000. I've just never seen any of those nice round numbers. The problem with that is one of two things, okay? It's just math. If they have too little because they bought one of those round numbers and they need it, that family is going to run out of money. It's just math. If they have too much and they're overpaying by $10 a month, $10 a month used against their debt load for 20 years, or put in a mutual fund, is tens of thousands of dollars. So it costs people big time not to know exactly what they need and then have that exact number. And Mr. and Mrs. Client, out of curiosity, do you know what that number is for your family? Guess what they say? No. Hey, now that you know how important that is, that would obviously be a piece of information you feel would be very valuable to have. Is that correct? Guess what they say now? Yes, okay? I go to the next page, I show them the compare and contrast between their current program, their next program. I don't spend a lot of time there. And we'll come back to the house here, finally, at the end of the presentation. And what we're showing them is that same financial house that we showed them up front, but we've got some dollar figures attached to it. And up at the top, right, we're gonna go through the commitment, the current life insurance premiums, additional debt payments to show them an amount of money every month that they're currently paying out to financial things, but they're just not getting the biggest bang for the buck. And so what we're going to do is rearrange it. And how I take them through this, I say, Mr. and Mrs. Client, this client of ours had $50 a month that they were just putting into a savings account that was earning a 0.5% interest. You know, based on the rule of 72, that money will double in 144 years. Just in time for retirement, right? So they let us use that $50 a month to be able to help them with their overall financial game plan. They were paying $138 a month to their current life insurance premiums, And then they were overpaying their debts in this case by $60 a month. Okay, so the total amount of money there was $248 a month that Mr. and Mrs. Client was already going out to financial things, savings, insurance plans, okay, but it just wasn't being done as well as it could be. So what we did is we took, in this case, you know, 157 of the available 248 and put it on priority one and got this client six times the current amount of life insurance that he had, properly protecting that family. With 50 of the 248 available, we showed them how to leverage that down on their debt to pay off their debt, in this case, 8 years ahead of time. And with the remaining $41 a month, that went into their mutual fund account. Now, that wasn't enough for retirement, but it was better than the zero they were putting there before meeting with us. So let me recap this. Before they met with us, these people were grossly underinsured. They were in debt for an extra decade, and they were saving no extra money to retirement. Mr. and Mrs. Client, with the same money, they're now properly insured. They're out of debt 8 years ahead of time, and they're saving something towards retirement. The cost to do this was free. Okay? Now, let me ask you a question. You told me that you didn't know what your financial independence number was, but you thought that that would be valuable. You also said that you didn't know what your debt freedom date was, but you'd like to know it, and if you could improve it, like these people improved it, you would like to improve it. You also said, in terms of income protection, that you did not know if you were properly protecting your family right now, but that it was really important. Mr. and Mrs. Client, what I would like to do with you is this. I would like to do a free financial needs analysis for you. It's going to look just like this. We're going to go through and gather information, and we're going to go ahead and put the plan together like this for you. And I know that it's going to benefit you just like it benefited these people. Like I told you, it's absolutely free to do this. The average cost to do this with a financial planner or somebody who has licenses to engage in this sort of thing is over $1,000. Because we do it for free, what I'm going to ask you is two things. I'm going to ask you for two things. Number one is this. Hey, when I come back, if you can look at me across your kitchen table and you can say, Ian, what you did for us was really, really very good. It was very beneficial. Thank you. I'm going to ask that you would be willing to refer me to 5 to 10 people who are married, have kids, own a home, and have an income. Now, if you can't say that, when I come back and we do this for you, you say, hey, I already knew all this stuff. You were really pushy. Your breath smells bad. Hey, doesn't matter. Just tell us. We will not ask you for those referrals. Is that fair? And I'm not doing a financial needs analysis for people who don't say yes to that. Because it's common sense. If I can help you for free, I want to be introduced to some more people. If they say no, or if they squirm, well, we don't really like to give referrals, okay? I say, listen, if you could, you know, if you could help somebody the way that we help this person, don't you think they would be happy that you referred them? And if they still don't want to give referrals, I'm not going forward with this. Because what it tells me is this person is unreasonable. I'm going to do the work, but they're not going to go forward with what I'm recommending because they don't make any sense, right? And so you want to know that before you put the work in. So that's commitment number one is if they're happy, they'll give us referrals. Commitment number two is this. I say, Mr. and Mrs. Client, the next commitment that I'm going to ask for is that when I come back and I put together a plan for you that gets you out of debt sooner than you're currently on pace to, that properly protects your family, and that helps you to retire sooner with more money, if I can put a plan together that helps you in all those areas and costs you the same or less than you're currently spending on your financial plan, I'm going to ask that you would be ready and willing to go forward with the recommendations I'm making to you. Now, if I can't, if I come back and it's more expensive, it doesn't help you, doesn't make sense, you just say, hey, this is not what we talked about, and I won't ask you for your business. Is that fair? I'm getting a yes. Okay, again, if I can't get a commitment from them that if I can do what they want done and it costs them the same or less that they're going to go forward with me, I'm not doing it for them. I'm not going to go through this and come back and have them tell me, I want to think about it. Okay, if you have people telling you, I want to think about it, you are not doing the front-end commitment questions correctly, and you're not getting solid commitments at the end, right, before you do it. So this is a process. It's an art form. It takes a little while to get used to, but we're going to go through this in a second in its entirety, and I want you to ask questions just like me. The difference between people who win in this business and people who flounder is their ability to ask for commitments along the way. Okay? It's not just information dumping, presenting a bunch of numbers and saying, hey, so you want to do it? It's along the way, lots of little yeses, finding out exactly what they need and don't need, and then getting firm commitments that they're going to refer you and do business with you and you alone if you can deliver for them. Okay, we're going to go through the kitchen table presentation right now. The one thing we're going to skip is form, because we've already done form, but remember, form is identifying with the potential clients, making them feel comfortable with you and that you are like them. People like doing business with people that are like them. So we're going to pick up that conversation right after form, and I would say, Bob, listen, thanks so much again for taking your time and sitting down with us today. And what I want to do is just kind of take you through a real quick view of exactly how our company works, how we help people, what we actually do. Okay, and I think you're going to see a lot of value in this. Now, Bob, this may or may not be for you guys, and that's okay. But I know that after we go through this here, you're going to know some people that would really have a tremendous amount of benefit from sitting down and talking with us. So I want you to keep those people in mind. At the end of the presentation here, I'm going to ask you some questions about who you might know that could benefit. But Primerica has two jobs, Bob. One job is that we help educate people financially. We teach some very simple financial concepts that help people to pay less for taxes, pay less for their insurance plans, help them to pay off their debts earlier, and then how to take some of that money and actually save it for retirement or kids' college education. Right? These are all things people want to do. But we actually have about 50,000 families a month right now that switch their finances to us company-wide. Okay, so it's a large, large organization, wouldn't you agree? That's a lot of clients. Okay, the second job that we have is we're growing. Okay, we've got about 4,600 offices right now in the United States and Canada. Okay, and Primerica is looking to have an additional 5,000 to 10,000 office locations over the next 10 years. So we have a tremendous career opportunities available. And you'll probably have some questions about that, and we'll go through that in a little bit. I just want to make you aware that that's the other part of our business, is we look for good people that are looking to make a change, okay? And what I'm going to do, Bob, here is I'm going to take you through something called a financial needs analysis, okay? And this is an actual client of mine. Their name is not Stephen Mary Jones, okay? We have to change that for compliance reasons, but these are real numbers, okay? This is a real client of mine, and I want to take you through what this looks like, because our goal is that, Bob, when we sit down with clients, we want to take them through this financial needs analysis, because it gives them a great picture of where they are, where they want to be, and then how to get there. And that's really important to people, that they know how to do this. Everybody wants to do better financially. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is take you through this. If you have questions, you can stop me, but we're going to go through and just cover some of these basics. The first page here, Bob, that we talk about is building your financial security, okay? And we talk to people about building their finances and that it's like building a house. If you build a house in the right order, if you line the trades up correctly, that house is going to be strong, it's going to be stable, it's going to look fine, right? But if you build the house out of order, Bob, for example, if you put the drywall up before you do the electrical, okay, that's going to be one ugly house, right? There's going to be wires everywhere, and it's going to be dangerous. And the same holds true for your finances. If you build the house in the right order, it's really idiot-proof long range, okay? You can't mess it up. The problem is most people do not build it in this order, and that's why they have a lot of financial challenges. Okay, and as you can see here, Bob, the first step, priority number one, the foundation of the financial house, everything else is built upon this, is protection management. And Bob, that's just a fancy word for life insurance. And let me explain the common sense behind this. As long as you're alive to make money, you have some say as to what you do for these other priorities, right? I mean, you say, hey, I'm going to pay off my debt. I'm not going to pay off my debt. I'm going to save money. I'm not going to save money. You decide if, how, and when. Okay? The problem is, if you're not alive to make money anymore, the only thing your family has forever to navigate the entire rest of their financial future is this. So we want to make sure, Bob, that A, it's done correctly, but B, it's done as inexpensively as possible. We don't want people spending one penny more than they need to be spending on that. Does that make sense? Why that's at the foundation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Priority number two is getting out of debt. It's really, really hard in life to get out of debt or to get ahead financially, when you have debt, when you're paying interest on things you've already purchased. Okay, so we want people to be out of debt, home mortgage and everything, completely debt-free. Priority number three is a savings management game plan to help you save for retirement, kids' college education, maybe a business opportunity. Okay, and then priority four is having a better quality of life because you have less debt and more money. Okay, and the problem with most people in America is they start with priority number four, right, having a better quality of life, and they finance it with number two, which is debt, right? So they have all this debt, no money saved. They wonder, how did I get here? Because they're not building it in the right order. So Bob, this client here, Stephen and Mary Jones, right? Again, not their name, but real numbers. Okay, what we're taking them through, the first thing is a cash flow analysis, which is just, where is your money going? Okay, the average person in America, Bob, does not balance their checkbook, let alone have a pretty picture of where their money's going. So you can see, these people had a monthly income of $6,600 a month. Okay, they said when we met them, hey, I'm paycheck to paycheck, I don't think you can help me. Our analysis identified, yep, they are a paycheck to paycheck person. They got $6,600 a month going out. And this is just showing them where their money's going, right? They're paying 37% of their money to debt, 7% to insurance, 4% to savings, 23% to taxes, and then they're living on the remainder of that money. Okay, down here at the bottom of this page, we talk about their net worth. So these guys had about $260,000 of assets, okay, and about $260,000 of liabilities. Their net worth, Bob, was $725, okay? So at least they weren't negative, but they're a little bit behind the eight ball. The next page we're going through with them, Bob, is one of my favorite pages. It's about retiring, okay, and their retirement needs. And these guys said, we would love to be able to retire at 62, if it were at all possible, which was 17 years out, so they're 45 now. They had a total retirement savings of about 50 grand. They were saving about $450 a month into that savings plan, okay? Now over here on the right side, again, their monthly income was 6,600. They said during retirement, they thought that they would be okay on 80% of that money, so about 5,200 a month. The problem, Bob, is 17 years from now, 5,200 won't buy then what it buys today. So we have to adjust for inflation, and we figure that they need about $8,700 a month to live during that time. And then based on Social Security, a pension if they have one, their current retirement plans, Bob, we're able to show these people something called their financial independence number, which is the exact amount of money per month to the dollar that this couple needs to be saving to be able to retire at 62 with that much money, which would be able to get them their $8,700 a month, okay? Now, if you asked 100 people on the street, Bob, what their financial independence number is, what do you think 99 of them say?
They don't know.
Exactly, I have no idea. The problem with that, Bob, is all 100 of the people we ask are going to attempt to retire, okay? So they're all gonna try this. The problem is 99 have no idea how to prepare for it. It's obviously a very valuable thing to know that information. And Bob, let me ask you guys a quick question. Is out of curiosity, do you know your financial independence number for your situation?
Nope.
Okay, so not at all, right? But obviously very valuable information. You think that that would be a benefit to have, correct, as you plan for retirement?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good. And as you see over here, the next picture, or the next page is simply a picture of what we just talked about, okay? For people who don't like numbers, we show them pictures. Okay, so this is that client running out of money, okay, by age 77, and the dark blue here is what we're recommending they do by saving that amount of money. They're going to be able to live all the way through the end of their life without running out of money. So that's very, very important. Again, for people who don't like numbers, we show them pictures. Bob, the next page that we talk about is very, very important, It's talking about debt elimination. Now, debt right now is a cancer in America. Okay, everybody has way too much of it. And you can see these clients had a number of debts. They had a Best Buy. They had two cars. They had a Visa, a Discover, a Chase, a home mortgage, and a home equity line. Okay, their total debt balance was $261,000. Okay, minimum payments to service that debt, $2,408 a month. Okay, obviously split up, but that's the total amount of payments. Now, as you can see here, what they were actually paying was $2,468. So these people were overpaying by $60 a month. And as you look at this, they were paying $10 extra to Best Buy, a dollar extra on one of the cars, none extra on another car, $13 extra on a Visa. Okay, they were doing what we call, Bob, a debt shotgun, okay, which is taking a little bit of extra money and putting it on this debt, a little bit extra over here, a little bit above here. They're rounders. They round it up, right? Because Mom always said, don't pay the minimum payments. So they're not. They're paying a little bit extra on a lot, totaling, in this case, $60 a month. The problem with splitting it all up over a bunch of different debts is it doesn't really help very much. So even overpaying by $60 a month, these people wouldn't be out of debt till July of 2031. Okay, between now and then, Bob, they're gonna pay $192,000 in finance charges, okay? And one of the things that we teach people is a concept called debt snowballing, okay? And what that means is you pay minimum payments on everything except for one. Take anything extra and put it all on one, which pays it off. So let me show you how that works. Remember, they were overpaying by $60 a month. We said, hey, we only need $50 a month, okay? And by taking this $50 a month and using it strategically, look at this, Bob, we were able to help these people get out of debt by the year 2023, which is 8 years ahead of time, saving $58,000 in finance charges, and it's costing them $10 a month less to do this than what they're doing. Right? I mean, this is a no-brainer for people to follow this. And what we're teaching them is minimums on everything, and all the extra goes on one. So instead of taking 60 and splitting it over five debts, right, we're taking 50 and putting it all on one debt. So you can see the Best Buy here has the minimum of 15 plus all extra 50, making a payment of 65. Well, the payment of 65 is going to pay this debt off faster than the payment of 25 over here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So that pays off faster. Now we have 65 a month that doesn't have to be paid anywhere. So instead of just dumping it on more stuff, right, buying more stuff, we're going to put it on the next debt, which in this case is the Discover card. Minimum payment of 34 plus the 65 from the paid off Best Buy debt is a new payment of 99. 99 a month pays it off faster, right, than what is it over here? Than 34, right? Pays it off faster. When that debt's off, we take that 99, put it on the next one. When that debt's off, we take the money and put it on the next one, right? And it creates a snowball. It picks up speed like a snowball rolling down a hill, right?
Mm-hmm.
The long story short is these people are paid off through their home mortgage and everything 8 years early in January of 2023, saving $58,000 in finance charges. The real savings, Bob, comes as once they become debt-free, if they take the $2,458 a month they were spending on their debts and save it, 17 years from now, when they're 62, they'll have an extra $113,000 saved in their retirement funds. So not only are they saving $58,000 in finance charges, but they're actually accumulating over $100,000 of retirement savings by following this, right? Better or worse than still in debt with no money? Quite a bit better, right? Okay. Now, again, most people in America, Bob, have no idea what their debt freedom date is. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know your current debt freedom date when you're currently on pace to be debt free?
No.
Okay, but do you think that would definitely be valuable information as you try to get out of debt, correct?
Yep.
Okay, now let me ask you another question. If you were able to accelerate that date by 5 or 10 or maybe even 15 years like we did with these people, that would obviously be something that would interest you, correct? Being able to pay off your debts years and years ahead of time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good. Hey, the next thing that we talk about with people, Bob, is their kids' college education. Now, I don't know what you guys are planning on doing with your kids, okay, but lots of times parents say, yeah, you know, we would want to be able to send our kids to college without them having to get student loans, or, you know, we'd pay for half or a quarter. Some people say we don't want to do any of it. Okay, but these people had two kids. They said, yeah, we would love to be able to send them to college if we could. The problem was they were 8-10 and had no money saved, okay? And so they did not have a long time to save money. So these people had a large monthly savings. They needed to save about $786 a month to be able to make this happen. Now, again, we're just showing people what they need to do, right? Like G.I. Joe says, knowing is half the battle, okay? And so we're showing them what they need to be doing. Whether or not they can actually do that right now is kind of up to them. The next page we talk about is very, very important. It's income protection. Again, that was the foundation of the house. And Bob, we teach a concept called the theory of decreasing responsibility, which says right now, if you have, you know, young kids and a lot of debt and you haven't been able to accumulate a lot of money, there's a large need for life insurance, right? A loss of income would be devastating, okay? At age 62, okay, kids are grown, debt's paid off, they've got $1 million saved here for retirement. They really have no need for life insurance. Now they can keep it if they want it, but it's not a need. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then one of the things we do with our clients, we help them plan for their insurance needs. These guys said, man, if God forbid something happened to us, we'd like to have enough money to pay for our kids' college. We'd like them to be able to go to college debt-free. They said, we'd like to pay off our mortgage. We'd like to pay off our debt. We'd like to fund a funeral. And then even with our debts paid off, in this example, he thought that his wife would probably need about $1,600 a month, even with no debt payments, just to live, you know, to pay for things like food and gas and clothes. And if she died, we figured he would need a little over $1,000 a month. So that $209,000, that $136, is the amount of money they would need to generate those monthly incomes, okay? So you can see we come up with a gross amount of insurance coverage, $537 for him, $464 for her. And then we net that out against available assets, which in this case was retirement funds. They said if something happened to us, we could go in and get that. So Bob, what we're able to do is show these people an exact dollar amount that is perfectly custom tailored for their family. He needed $505, she needed $442. Here's the problem with how life insurance is sold in America, Bob. Okay? It's sold like this. You want $100,000, $250,000, $500,000, or $1,000,000. Bob, listen, I have thousands and thousands of clients. Okay, and I'm sure sooner or later I'll see this, but to this point, I've just never, ever seen anybody who needed $100,000, $250,000, $500,000, or $1,000,000. I see people who need $505,000, $442,000, $219,000. 863. You see all sorts of different numbers. I've never seen any nice rounded numbers. Here's the problem with that. Okay, problem number one is if they don't have enough and they need it, it's just math. They're going to run out of money. The second problem is if they have more than they need, even if they're only paying $10 a month too much. I mean, you saw what $50 did to that person's debt load, right? Mm-hmm. It paid it off 8 years early,
yeah.
Right? Imagine what another $10 could do. Pay it off 2 or 3 years earlier. I mean, that's tens of thousands of dollars over 20 years that people are blowing on excess life insurance. So it's extremely important for people to know exactly what they need and then to have that amount and not some other arbitrary amount. Wouldn't you agree that that's important?
Yep.
Okay, very good. And out of curiosity, Bob, do you know the exact amount of life insurance that you should be having for your situation? Have you done this?
No.
Okay. So that would obviously be very, very important to be able to do this for you and your family and make sure that you guys have it set up correctly, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. The next page, Bob, that we go through, okay, is a compare and contrast of their current programs. Now, when we met these guys, they had $100,000 on him, right? Remember I said they're sold as $100,000. He had $100,000 on him. $50,000 on her of something called cash value life insurance, okay? So nowhere near enough. We're showing them, look, your immediate cash needs here are not covered, right? They don't even have enough to pay off their debt. They have no survivor income. And then we're showing them if you got what we were recommending, right, your immediate cash needs are covered, and you guys would have a survivor income till 83, right, by having those different amounts of insurance. And then, Bob, finally, we come back to this last page, right? We come back to the page we showed you at the beginning, the financial house, okay? Now, up at the top here, you see the word commitment. These people said, you know, we've got $50 a month. We're just chucking into a savings account, you know, earning 0% interest. So if you guys can help us with that, we'll let you use that money on a monthly basis to help us do these things. They were paying $138 a month, Bob, for their current life insurance premiums. And then we saw them overfunding their debts by $60 a month. Okay? So between the debts, the insurance, right, and their money that they were saving in a savings account, they were paying $248 a month every month for these financial things, but they were not getting very much value. So what we did in this example is we took $157 of that $248, and we got them, Bob, over six times the amount of life insurance they currently had to properly protect that family. With $50 of that $248, we got them a game plan to get out of debt 8 years early, save all that money on debt, and the remaining $41 a month, right, that what they were already spending, we took that and put that in their mutual funds for retirement. Now, Bob, that wasn't enough, okay, but it was better than the zero they were putting there before. So before these people met with us, Bob, they were grossly underinsured. They were going to be in debt for an extra decade, saving no extra money for retirement. After meeting with us, they're properly protected, they're debt-free 8 years early, and they're saving some money to retirement. Now, Bob, the average cost to sit down with a licensed financial planner or somebody who is licensed to do all these things is about $1,048, okay? We do it for a price nobody bickers about. We do it for free. And so what I'd like to do with you, Bob, is I'd like to take you through a financial needs analysis, okay? And what we're going to be able to do is put a plan together for you just like this that will help you pay less for your taxes. It will help you pay less for your debt, get out of debt sooner, properly insure yourself, save more money for retirement. It's totally free, okay? The only thing that I'm going to ask, Bob, in return for doing this for you for free is two things. Number one is this, is that when I come back and we go through your plan, and Bob, I know that you are going to be very, very impressed, okay? We're going to be able to do something very similar like this for you. But when I come back, if you can look at me across your kitchen table and you can say, Ian, this was really very good. This was beneficial. Thank you. I'm going to ask you that you would be willing to refer me to 5 to 10 people who are married, have kids, own a home, and have a job. Okay? Now, if you can't say that, I come back, you say, hey, I already knew all this stuff. You were really pushy. Your breath smells bad. We don't want your referrals. Is that fair? Mm-hmm. Okay? The second commitment that I'm going to ask for, Bob, is that when I come back, if I can show you a way to pay off your debts sooner than you're currently on pace to properly protect you and your family, and to help you retire sooner with more money, and Bob, it costs you the same or less than you're currently paying towards your current financial programs, then I'm going to ask that you would be ready and willing to go forward with what I'm recommending for you. And again, Bob, if you can't say that, if it comes back and it doesn't improve your situation, maybe it costs more money than you're currently spending, okay? You just tell me and I will not ask you for your business. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna go through this. What I need you to do, Bob, is real quick, go ahead and grab your statements for your debts, any investments that you have, insurance policies. Go ahead and grab those out real quick and I'm gonna take some information down. I'm gonna ask you a lot of questions and then we'll get this rolling. But again, I know you're gonna be really, really happy with this. And then also, grab a spare piece of paper so you can start jotting some names down of people you think might also benefit. Well, there you have it, everybody, a kitchen table presentation. Now, if you master this and if you master the commitment questions along the way, you're going to find that almost everybody you sit with is going to do a financial needs analysis with you, and almost everybody that you do one with is going to give you lots of referrals and they're going to do business with you because you set it up correctly. It's very, very important that you master the commitment questions. You can't be afraid to ask for commitments. It helps you and it helps the prospective client because you know what expectations are. Okay, so I'm excited for you to get out and use this. I would listen to this CD 100 times until you can give it word for word the way I give it. If you want to have my results, you need to use my systems, right? Do what the other people have done that have been where you want to be. Guys, thank you so much for listening. God bless you. We'll see you at the top.